Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about Trump and documents and definitions, particularly the meaning of the word indefinite, because there's a whole bunch of headlines out there using that term, and it is creating a little bit of confusion. So we're going to go over a few things real quick and just clarify that. If you have missed all of the headlines, Trump's documents case has been delayed indefinitely. Indefinite in this context does not mean forever. It does not mean that the case has been dismissed. It does not mean that it has stopped, that there is some major issue with it. It means that it has been delayed indefinitely. Indefinite means lasting for an unknown or unstated length of time. The headlines are using that because it's catchy and it elevates people's anxiety and gets them to click. So, what's happening? The judge in the case has determined that some hearings need to occur before the trial. I know that there's one on June 21st, which is to determine whether or not Smith was unlawfully appointed. Another is on the 24th of June to go over a request for records from a whole bunch of different agencies, because it certainly appears as though Trump's team is suggesting that the White House is part of the prosecution team. I think that's what the statement is. Now, Smith is saying that the threshold that is needed to actually have these hearings has not been met because it's a very high threshold. I would have to agree. However, I am not the judge. So, this doesn't actually stop the trial. It moves it back. It's not an indefinite delay in the sense of this means it'll never happen. It means there's been a delay and they don't know how long that delay will be. Now, for Trump's team, is this a win? Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. Because he doesn't want to, you know, have this before the election. You might want to think about why. If you are somebody who is supportive of Trump, you might want to think about why. I mean, it is obvious that the former president will lose votes if this isn't resolved, because there's going to be this question hanging out there. Knowing that it will cause a loss of votes, why would he not want to have it before the election? You can probably come up with your own answer there. So, it's a win. Does this push it beyond the election? It's possible. Not necessarily. But it's possible. The other thing that is coming up is people are saying that Smith needs to, you know, take it to the appeals court, and this is what needs to be used to get the judge to recuse herself. If necessary, have the appeals court basically force the recusal. Generally speaking, an appeals court is not going to force the recusal of a judge simply for taking their time with something, which that is how this would be presented. I know a lot of people are going to say, well, these are things that would need to be brought up on appeal afterward and all of this stuff. I mean, sure, but an appeals court, they would need more than she's delayed it. Smith would have to demonstrate that she's doing it intentionally to help the defendant, or that perhaps she was getting guidance or something like that. It's not a matter of she delayed it and therefore she needs to be recused. That's not how it works. So that's what's going on when you see the headlines that say indefinitely, understand it doesn't mean forever. The only way it would mean forever is if it does extend past the election and Trump wins. So anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.